Exactly. That's why I left. The full moon is in a few days. I live out here to keep others and myself safe. Just in case. You know, I have to choose my social circles very carefully. Not looking to scare anyone or, even worse, get shot down. No, not everyone I'm close with knows. It's far too risky. I hadn't decided yet. My love life has been, it's been rocky. I wanted to wait a little and get to know you before making any decisions. No. Hey, there's no need to apologize. I'm glad you haven't rejected me, unless do you no longer wish to... I'll take that as a good sign. Wow. You were small compared to me before, but now you're just tiny. Told you. It's very good for cuddling. Speaking of which, there's something I wanted to ask you. Back there, when you first saw me, you looked surprised, but not shocked. Why? Wait, really? You've seen things like me before? Where? When? Yeah, I recall that camping trip you mentioned. What did you see? No way. An Unhanga? Up this way. That's incredible. I've never seen one this way before. One must have decided to migrate to an area with less forest protection. Well, so I guess you have. You've seen the one, but... Oh, you've seen a fairy, too? Wow. This really is amazing. I've met one other of my kind that has seen such creatures, but not much myself. I think they are afraid of me. You have pictures of them? No way. Do you think you could show me sometime? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What's your secret? Really? That's what cemented your career passion. No one else knows. Oh. Well, I'm very, very flattered. Thank you. I'm grateful that you've protected your secrets. I'm glad you can share that with someone now. That must have been really frustrating. Sorry, these lips don't quite work the same. Shocking, right? What is it? What about that night? Hey, darling. I told you, you don't have to explain anything. Okay. I'm all ears. What? Your ex sounds like a real piece of shit. I'm sorry he hurt you. So you had to move all the way out here to fully break ties with him. No. Hey. You tell me what you can. At your own base. I'm here. I see. Well, I get why you'd want it like that, but... I mean, what about me? Even like this, was less scary than him? I could have attacked you today, for all you knew. Oh, and what was it? I looked afraid. Huh. Well, I guess I was. I didn't want you to run away. Thank you. No, really. Thank you. You have no idea how much that means to me. This condition can be lonely. Yeah, I've made a wrong call about how a person would react. It didn't go well. Let's just say that. Luckily and unluckily, they slipped and hit their head in fright. And I was able to convince them it was a dream. And since then, I haven't tried. Thank you. Now, come here, you. I could do this properly now. It's okay. I'm okay. No need to tear up on me, but I do appreciate your concern. Yeah, I'd say so, yes. This is a lot of new information to process. Hell of a fast-tracked way to get to know each other. But for me personally, I don't really mind. Good. That's good. But how about, what do you think if we just slow down the talking for now, Sounds good. But like I said, please be gentle. If you don't want to do one thing or another, just tell me, okay? Good girl. I think it's time I showed you my bedroom. Hold on. Tight. Considering my disposition, an Alaskan king seemed best. You know, just in case. No. Stay in my lap just like this. Tilt your head back. Show me that neck again. God, your skin is so soft. I think this shirt needs to go. There we go. God damn. Fuck. You really know how to make a man go crazy with just a few sounds. Are you sure you're not a siren? So you say. I actually dated one once. No, I'm not kidding. But that's a story for another day. Gosh, did I make you jealous? Really, I think I kind of made you jealous. You dirty, dirty girl, I love it. No simple, I'll touch and kiss every part of you until you can't stand it anymore.